Malachim Beis Perek Tes Pasuk Aleph. Elisha Navi Kara LeEchad Bnei Anavim, and Elisha called out to one of his students that was a prophet. VaYomer Lo, and he told him, Kavu Masnecha VeKach Pach Hashemen Azeh BeYacha VeLeich Ramos Gilad. Take this Pach Shemen, this flask of oil in your hand, and go to Ramos Gilad. Who was the Navi Elisha sent? That the Sifrim and the Sifri Zuta bring, it was none other than Yonah HaNavi. Elisha appointed the prophet to quickly go and anoint Yehu ben Yehoshaphat ben Nimshi as the new king of Yisrael. Upon arrival, the prophet took Yehu, who was already a general, and anointed Yehu as the new king. The prophet told Yehu, Yehu will wipe out the entire family of Ahab, who was responsible for killing true prophets, and Izebel will be eaten by dogs. The prophet then left Yehu's presence. The other ranking officers, whom were present at the time, questioned Yehu about what the other prophet told him. Yehu related the aforementioned prophecy and shared he was just anointed as the new king of Yisrael. They blew the shofar and pronounced, Yehu is the new king. And Pasuk Yudalid, Yehu then conspired against Yehoram, king of Yisrael. Yehu told his men to make sure Yehoram does not find out about him becoming king. This way, it'll be easier to take Yehoram down. The Navi parenthetically adds, Yehoram was currently injured from battle against Hazael, king of Aram, which we had learned about in the previous parak. In Pasuk Zayin, V'yirchav Yehu v'yirch Yisrael to Yoram Shoko Shama. Yehu went to Yehoram, who was laying in Yisrael. V'achazya melech Yehuda yored libro says Yehoram. And Achazya, the king of Yehuda, went to visit Yehoram. Yehu was riding toward Yehoram when the lookout tower saw someone getting closer. Yehoram ordered a rider to be sent out and inquire if this man comes in peace. Yehu responded, What difference does it make? And ordered the rider to not go back to Yehoram. This happened two times. The lookout tower told Yehoram his two riders didn't return. However, the driver appears to be Yehu ben Nimshi. And Pasuk Chavah was through Chavet, Yehoram, king of Yisrael, and Ahaziah, king of Yehuda, set out on their chariots to Yehu. Yehoram inquired as if the Yehu was coming in peace. Yehu responded, you are going to be killed, and cursed Yehoram's mother Izebel. Yehoram told Ahaziah, king of Yehuda, it's a trick, and to turn back. Yehu then shot an arrow and killed Yehoram, king of Yisrael. Yehu had Yehoram's body thrown in the field of Navos. Parenthetically, this was the field Izebel, Yehoram's wife, murdered Navos for. Ahaziah, king of Yehuda, initially escaped. However, Yehu caught up and killed Ahaziah as well. Ahaziah was buried in Ir David next to his father's. Rashi brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kof Beis Amud Beis. Ahaziah actually fled from place to place until he reached the Shomron. Ahaziah actually hid inside a room, took a Sefer Torah, and kept on erasing Hashem's name from the Torah and replaced it with the names of idols. Yehu's men eventually found Ahaziah and killed him. Here we get a sense about how bad Ahaziah really was. And Pasuk Lamed through Lamed Vav, which is the end of the Perek, Yehu then went to kill Izebel, the wife of Ahab. Izebel saw Yehu approaching through the window. Izebel then put on eyeshadow and yelled mocking words to Yehu. Yehu turned towards the window and yelled out, is there anyone there on my side? Two or three officials glanced back at Yehu. Yehu then said in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayomer Shamtua. He said, push her out the window. V'yishamtua, and she was actually pushed. And her blood spilled all over the walls and on the horses, and then Yehu trampled on her. Yehu had her buried, as Izebel was the daughter of a king. When they went to bury her, nothing was left except for her skull, feet, and hands. Yehu related, this was in accordance with the word of Eliyahu HaNavi, who prophesied, dogs will eat the flesh of Izebel, and that's the end of the parak. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.